This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Walter O'Keefe.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever a little shower comes along.
Thank you, thank you. Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the good old Kraft Music Hall. And I have a song that's got so much rhythm in it, I may have to dance part of it. So come on, Lou, let's dance. Goodbye, blues. Bird is a singing every old thing's in tune. Goodbye, blues. Nothing but laughter morning and afternoon. I saw a rosebud in a star, so I'm going where there's more. Goodbye, blues. Troubles are over, I'll be in clover soon. I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tuxes in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tuxes in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama.
Well, that was swell.
Oh, thanks, Ken.
Grand, Al. I really enjoyed standing here listening to you sing.
Oh, thank you again, Ken.
Yes, you know, Al, only this morning I was telling Mrs. Carpenter that I've never been on a program where I've enjoyed myself as much as I have working with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Ken, that's nice. But you're working with Bing Crosby, too.
Yeah?
What would he say if he heard you say that?
Oh, I tell him the same thing, too.
Ken, I admire your courage, your honesty.
No.
You're fired.
Oh, no. Wait, you just can't fire me.
I can't, eh?
No, I've been too loyal to the Kraft people.
Yeah?
You know something? Most people throw away the wrappers to their Philadelphia cream cheese.
Yeah?
At our house, we save them.
You saved a wrapper?
Yes, sir. My wife is very clever.
Really?
I'm the only fellow in town who wears tinfoil shorts.
Well, Ken, I'd like to see you some. Listen, that's kind of loyally a little too far. But I'm loyal to Kraft, too. But being loyal almost broke up my home.
Oh, no. How'd that happen, Al?
Well, look, one night, when I was talking in my sleep, I do that often.
Yeah.
I kept whispering gently, Velveeta. Velveeta. And my wife thought I was in love with another girl.
Yeah. Al, please, don't fire me. I love working with you. You're so full of energy, so talented, so magnetic, so dapper.
Just a minute, Ken. You're hired again. Now, come on, give me a little more of that soft soap.
Okay. Al, you're so...
So. You're stuck for words, Ken. Maybe I can help you out.
Well, anything you can throw in, Mr. Levant.
Al, I think you're not only bumptious, arrogant, and egregious, but also querulous and contumacious.
Well, you know, the funniest thing
The only reason I don't know what those words mean is because when I went to school, they had short blackboards.
Al, I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Did you read the papers today?
Sure I did. United States Steel went up 2 points, and Scholar's in a lot of trouble. Oh, I read that. Oh, yeah.
You ought to look at the front page once in a while. I just wanted to know if you read the item in the paper about Sir Thomas Beecham, the famous British conductor.
Oh, I read that. He said that musicians shouldn't be stuffy because he's seen orangutans play French horns and monkeys play pianos. Oscar, wouldn't it be cute if we had a monkey instead of you playing the piano?
I wouldn't talk if I were you. The other day I heard a dog singing on a radio program.
A dog?
Yes, sir, and he was twice as good as you, Al.
No.
He sang Mammy on four knees.
Oscar, you know, that worries me a little. Honestly, I don't know. I wouldn't like to be replaced by a dog. Really, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't worry, Al.
No?
I hardly think in the next Jolson story that they'd hire Lassie to sing for Larry Potts.
Well, no matter what that Sir Beecham guy says, Oscar, I wouldn't worry about a monkey replacing you. I don't think they'd want to drill a hole in the piano bench for the monkey's tail.
Well, that's the way I play, but it's a little complicated, and I'll forget it.
By the way, Oscar, last week you played Une Petite Portion, which means a little bit of Rachmaninoff. Would you mind, if you can get away from the spray, would you mind give me a little more of that Rachmaninoff?
Is your kitchen one of those short-order places where a sandwich or a snack must come forth at almost any time? Well, then certainly you know the delicious Kraft cheese spreads that come in the handy reusable glasses. But have your folks tasted all 8 of these famous spreads so they can pick out their top favorites. For instance, almost everybody knows the creamy, delicious Kraft pimento and olive pimento and Kraft pineapple cheese spreads, but does your family know Kraft relish spread and golden old English and zestful Roca and Kraft Limburger spreads? And then there's the newest Kraft spread called Smokel, a tantalizing blend of cheddar and hickory smoke flavors. Tomorrow, pick out a good assortment. Get Kraft cheese spreads, the quality cheese spreads, packed in the smart Posy pattern glasses you'll use again and again.
Wait a minute. Huh? What is this? Every couple of weeks you play the Sabre Dance. Why?
I made a record of it, and I want to remind the company to put it out.
Well, what? Now, look, why don't you pluck some of my songs? Maybe they'll put them out, too.
I'll be glad to.
I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue. Sunny boy.
But, Oscar, that reminds me. Did I tell you what my little kid did yesterday? Well, we had him...
Uh-oh. I had to go to open my big piano.
I like Sunny Boy better. But really, that was very stirring music. What was it?
That's The Ride of the Valkyr.
The Ride of the Valkyr. Well, the next time he runs, put $2 on his nose for me, will you?
Al,
what?
Don't kid about good music.
Don't kid about good music. I don't. Find me a lost chord, and I'll show you some good music singing.
Sulla tua amore in affrontio. Ridi del tuo che attraviene il cuore.
What do you think, Oscar, what do you think?
If I sang it that way, I'd cry, too.
Well, now, look, for your benefit, I just sang that high-class stuff to please you. Now I'll sing something to please me. I think I'll sing about a girl.
All you do is sing about girls.
What else is there left for me to do?
Al.
Huh?
Unfortunately, that's true.
Yeah.
Who's the girl? Who's the girl, Al?
Who's the girl?
Yeah.
Mandy.
All right, here's an introduction to her. Where is it?
Mandy, that minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger, isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let those wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy and me.
Oscar, look, before I do any more singing, I feel a little rusty. I think I'd better exercise my pipes a little, if you don't mind. Give me a fa, so, la, ti, do, will you?
Sure.
Fa, fa, so, la, ti, ti, ti. I wonder if I can make the next one.
You'll make it all right. It's do.
Do. Not good, though.
Very good, Al. I like you best in those simple tones.
Yeah.
You just exercise your voice.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I do a few exercises?
No, Oscar, the piano's yours. Go right ahead.
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Wait a minute. I thought you were going to exercise on the piano.
I tried it once and fell off.
Well, Oscar, look, if you're interested in building muscle, lift a box of Velveeta sometimes. But right now, help me while I lift a tune from Oklahoma and make it pretty.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine. Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love. Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
Sweetheart, Al, you know you just amaze me.
Mr. O'Keefe, I call you Waller. Well, let me tell
you
something.
Go ahead.
You amaze me, too. Oh. You know, I've been hearing you on your quiz program, Double or Nothing.
Yeah?
Now, tell me something. This really puzzles me.
Yeah.
Where do you get all the money that you give away?
We have a drip pan under your boat. Al, I'm honored that you listen to my program.
I do.
Because I've always been a great admirer of
you. Well, I'm thanking you.
Well, I'm glad, Kingfish. You know, when you were on Broadway... Kingfish, when you were on Broadway, you were a great inspiration to me because I wanted to be in the theater, too. But my parents insisted I go to school.
Ah, they were right, Waller.
Yes.
Every boy should go to school and learn reading, writing, and grain buying.
Oh, but Alberto, my love was the theater.
Yeah.
School didn't interest me. Finally, I couldn't stand it any longer. And at the age of 42, I ran away from home.
42.
Hmm.
Gosh, you were just a baby.
Compared to some people.
Yeah.
Al, now look, you're a successful man.
Yeah.
You've got bank accounts named after you. But I had to struggle. You should never step on laugh, Jolson,
yeah.
Should I? All right. But I had to struggle to get where I haven't reached.
That's where the laugh is supposed to be. But anyway. Walter, my boy, we've all had it rough sometime or other.
Yeah.
I remember when I started in show business, I used to watch the celebrities eating at Lou Shaw's restaurant in New York on 14th Street.
Uh-huh.
Night after night, I'd stand with my nose pressed against the window.
How long did that go on, Al?
About 2 months. After that, my nose held its press by itself.
That I don't understand. Here I am.
Nose,
look,
yeah.
Let me explain. I am an Irish actor in Hollywood, and no one asks for me.
Well, now I can't understand that, me boy.
King Fisher, Pat O'Brien, if you offer. I tried to be a tough Irishman. They do it with Jimmy Cagney.
Yeah.
I tried to be a fatherly Irishman, and they had fired Pat O'Brien, Mayor O'Dwyer's permanent guest.
Yeah.
But I didn't give up.
No.
I became a handsome, well-groomed Irishman, and they hired Maureen O'Hara.
I had the same trouble, too. They kept hiring Barry Fitzgerald. Waller, look, didn't they give you a reason for not using you in a picture?
Yes, they did, Al. It seems that I have just one bad camera angle.
What is it?
From the front. But I don't really care. After all, what is
that? That's
Hollywood?
Right. What is Hollywood?
What's
Hollywood?
Take it easy. I'm not in condition. What is Hollywood? Hollywood is a small town in California entirely surrounded by Luella Parsons.
You're right, Walter. Fame in Hollywood is so fleeting. One day you're putting your footprints in cement, The next day, you're back mixing it.
Oh. Oscar's always saying philosophical things.
So are you.
Why he and George are sitting around listening to himself talk.
Oh. Why not? I'm the most interesting person I know.
You have a unique and nauseating charm. Look out. I want to have you put me straight on something. Didn't you write a book a while ago?
Yes, I call it A Smattering of Ignorance.
I read it, and you were too modest. In the book, you showed much more than a smattering.
That's a shattering, you mean. Thank you. Thank you, Walter. And if I've said anything nice to you, I was misquoted.
Oscar, look, don't be so touchy. Gee whiz.
Oh,
well, when people say nasty things to me, I just smile, shake hands, and call my lawyer.
Look, Al, if you don't mind my changing the subject, do either of you fellows know that this week is the anniversary of the discovery of gold in California? You know that?
You're very informative.
You know, it's your turn to talk. Did you know that?
You're pressing on those silences, Walter. That was the time when all America rushed west to dig for gold.
And it was too late because Jolson and Crosby got there ahead of us.
Now, wait a minute. I wasn't digging for gold. I was burying it. Say, when you mentioned Crosby, Walter, I've got to tell you, I was thrilled a few weeks ago when I heard you and him singing that song about me, you know, on Bing's program.
Oh, you mean the Calypso song, Jolson, the radio find of the year?
Yes, and I want to thank you, Walter. I wish there was a way I could thank Bing, too.
Why don't you call him up?
Look, I've got a better way for it. Al, better way for you. Here's a song that I wrote, and it's called Crosby, the Bank of America's Joy.
Well, that's for me. That's for me. Let's ask Lou Bring to give us a little calypso, and we'll serenade the grown-ups.
Let's have
it. Senor Crosby.
What a man.
Very popular. You must admire him. And idolize him, the whole world of the singing star.
Unless your West Professor doesn't like anybody living or dead or expected.
The cider bingle can sing a jingle. He sings with all his soul. His former yokel makes with a vocal. Of course, he still can learn from Jolson,
but not from Kessel. A great man, St. John Crosby.
He's the idol of the little girls in schoolrooms and those guys who live and die in fancy pool rooms.
I'd be content with half his talent, or better still, his last bank balance.
Heavy depositor Bing is the reason for Bank of America's glory.
Oh, boy.
But he still needs me for his whooper,
I'll
you know.
I'll describe him. What's he like? Is he smartly dressed?
Oh, ho, ho. No, no, no. One look at Bing and you're depressed.
Well, haven't looked good since he was in diapers and he looked so cute with the bottle.
Red, pink, and purple, all mixed together.
That's what he thinks has planned.
He's such a hobo, he should play oboe. He really looks like a disaster.
What did
he
do?
A great man.
Senor Crosby and his wife, poor girl, is always in a quandary.
Cause her husband looks just like a bag of laundry.
But still he's debonair and careless.
At 45, he's almost hairless.
Always in peace of war. Heavy depositor. Fabulous troubadour. Heavy contributor. He gets to be a bore. That's what the bank of all. Bank of America's joy.
At your house, a little Friday or Saturday night parties have to spring up without advance notice. Junior brings home a buddy. Sister's beau is there. Well, the folks down the street drop in, and then it's, Mother, what have we got to eat? Well, if that's the way things go at your house, you certainly should never be without Kraft cheese spreads. Set out several Kraft varieties with a plate of crackers or bread in the toaster, and the refreshments are on. Kraft gives you 8 different varieties of quality cheese spreads to choose from, some with a hearty flavor, some deliciously mild. And, of course, they're all packed in the smart, posy pattern glasses every household finds so useful. So tomorrow, pick a large enough Kraft assortment so you'll have plenty of these delicious spreads, not only for a snack tray, but for husky lunchtime sandwiches, too. Remember, the name Kraft on a cheese spread label is assurance of quality. Wholesome, good eating.
Folks, I guess you know by now that I'm truly having the greatest thrill of my life these days because of the happiness that our new little baby has brought to our home. When I bend over little Ace's crib, I get the same kick that poet Jay Holland must have gotten when he wrote, "He laughs and cries, and eats and drinks, and chuckles and crows, and nods and winks, as if his head were full of kinks." Well, I know millions of you have experienced the same joyous moments. To me, folks, it's the nearest thing to heaven. And that sentiment is one I've humbly tried to put into song.
Nearest thing to heaven is that rippling sunny smile. Nearest thing to heaven is to hold him for a while and feel those tiny little hands pulling at my tie. How he laughs when he musses my hair and pokes his little finger in my eye. Nearest thing to heaven are those rosy apple cheeks. I've learned to understand him every time he speaks. I'm just like his mommy, he's everything divine. Nearest thing to heaven is that little guy. Nearest thing to heaven is that rippling sunny smile, and nearest thing to heaven is to hold him for a while. And just like his mommy, he's everything divine. Nearer thing to heaven is that little guy. Love him all.
Good night, folks.
Walter O'Keefe is fed to the courtesy of the Campbell Soup Company. Tune in again next Thursday when our special guest will be Ed Archie Gardner from Duffy's Tavern. Ken Carpenter saying good night. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Carson with Eve Arden, who'll follow immediately.
Have you tried Kraft Delicious Prepared Mustards? They're really different. Creamy, smooth for easy spreading and blending, seasoned with extra care to bring out that true mustard flavor. For the folks who like mustard that's mild and delicately spiced but tangy, Golden Kraft Salad Mustard. And for sharper taste, buy Kraft Mustard with snappy horseradish added. Get them flavor fresh from your dealer tomorrow.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.